I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. An extreme risk protection order bill, also known as a red flag bill, is heading to Governor Jared Polis for a signature. As 91.5 KRCC's Scott Franz reports, the House gave its final approval yesterday.
Starting next year, police will be able to temporarily take guns away from people who pose a threat to themselves or others. But some sheriffs are saying they won't enforce it, and several counties are declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries in response to the proposal. Democratic House Majority Leader Alec Garnett says the bill's critics aren't coming to him with better ideas.
I think that this is very common sense legislation. I believe it's supported by a huge majority of Coloradans.
More than a dozen other states have enacted similar laws. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Today is Election Day in Colorado Springs. Voters are considering candidates for mayor, three at-large city council seats, and a ballot issue that, if approved, would give firefighters a collective bargaining agreement with the city. The city delivered nearly 260,000 ballots, and as of yesterday, more than 28% have been returned. Ballots are due by 7 p.m. and can be dropped off at various locations. That includes the City Administration Building downtown, Pikes Peak Library District 21C, and several El Paso County Clerk and Recorder locations. To find a drop box near you, visit coloradosprings.gov. More information on the candidates and issues can be found on our website at krcc.org. This is 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Abigail Beckman.